Hello, good evening, and welcome to Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up in tonight's programme, we'll be hearing about the new postcode system that is on its way. In fact, it's going to be introduced next month. I've been speaking with Frank Kelly, who is the Air Code Outreach Champion for the Donegal Local Development Company. But first, to an issue that is so, so important, but something that is sadly all too often neglected. I'm talking about farmers' health and the fact that too many farmers don't give their own health the priority they should. The issue was raised at this month's monthly meeting of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA. Afterwards, I got the views of the County Chairman, Michael Chance.
For years, there has been a feeling that farmers maybe don't look after themselves enough physically and from the mental health point of view, and we're hearing more and more about it. And there's been a number of recent surveys, and some of the findings have been quite startling and give cause for concern, because farmers are not really looking after their personal health the way they should.
That's correct, Chris. Within the county, nationally, about 15 years ago, there was a survey done, and farmers were individually tested for the usual cholesterol, blood pressure, etc. And at that time, I think 50% of farmers were referred to their doctors, to their GPs. And recently down south, there was a survey done in the cattle march, and 84% of farmers, I think, were, if my memory is right, were found to be overweight, of which 36% were classified as obese, and 46% had high blood pressure, and the figures were just frightening. And of the 80% that they were referred to their doctor, they did a follow-up on that, and I think about 35-40% actually went to their doctor, and the others didn't go.
We all know what the NCT test is, and we all have to go through that, and that's obligatory. Maybe we should have an NCT for farmers.
I think it's time we had another set of health checks in the march around the county and or individually. I've actually already mentioned it to the General Secretary of the IFA, and he seemed fairly keen on the idea. So I hope maybe Lisa McMonagall and the Farm Family Committee will follow that up.
Now, there's more and more pressures on people in everyday life. We've just lived through a period of austerity, and a lot of people are under pressure, and maybe physical exercise through time constraints can be at the last thing on their mind, and yet it's something that can have such a big impact.
That's right, yeah. The farmers are on a busy schedule, and it's inclined to be big tractors and machinery now, and the same amount of exercise isn't got. And it's a big issue, and probably also a contribution to the farm accident figures too. With that.
And what people perhaps don't realise, that if you're fitter and healthier, you're actually going to be more productive and be able to work better.
That is correct, yeah. You're far better doing less work and doing it well. That's my opinion anyhow.
So here in Donegal, you would be hopeful that maybe we can get things moving, and maybe there could be a national survey or a check, like you said, and that did happen before.
Well, I think I would suspect, with the frightening results of the limited survey that was done down south, that it will be followed up on, because something needs to be done.
Michael Chance there. Now, Air Code is just around the corner. In a few years' time, we'll know all about it. But it will pose some questions and queries in the first few months. I've been speaking with Frank Kelly of the Donegal Local Development Company, who is the Air Code Outreach Champion for Donegal.
Frank, there's a new postcode system being introduced for Ireland, and it's happening this summer. Outline exactly what we can expect.
Yes, Chris. There's really a new infrastructure system being introduced in Ireland and obviously Donegal. It's called the new air code. It's really a postcode, really, with 7 digits. And there's going to be a major, major launch during the month of July. First of all, around the 6th or 7th of July, it'll be officially launched by the Minister, Minister White. And then for people living in Donegal, every business and every household will receive a letter in the post with their official 7-digit letters or digits on the letter.
Now, it's important to point out that if you're addressing something, you still carry on as before. You put your full address, but at the end of your address, you're now going to be encouraged to put in this code.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. You know, really, at the end of the day, this is not to do away with postcodes or addresses like that. In fact, it's very, very important that you continue to use your address and your existing address or whatever number, because just in the event of 1 digit wrong, I mean, that letter will never get to you. So it's certainly not replacing, you know, your usual address. So our message is keep using it.
Now, just to explain why this is coming in, we're one of the few countries in Western Europe that doesn't have a postcode, and one of the main beneficiaries are the emergency services. And we have a problem in Ireland that a lot of people have addresses that are similar to other people. They can live in the same townland, and sometimes the emergency services in particular are delayed because they can't find the exact location.
Yeah, that's right, Chris. In fact, we've been way behind the UK and the rest of Europe as far as with postcodes. We've had none. But in fact, now this particular system will be unique in Europe, and the fact that each household and each business will have their own unique number. You'll know that in the UK and maybe the EU, there could be 50 to 100 houses with the same postcode. But here in Ireland, the 7 digits. The first 3 digits will relate to your particular area, but the last 4 digits in that number relates particularly to your own house. So that will be really unique. And in the case of an emergency, if you're able to quote that number, that will leave the emergency service really able to land at your door without even seeking directions from anywhere else.
Now, in a rural county like Donegal, the emergency services, you're going up back lanes at night time and it can be difficult. The advantage here, and this is what it's worth stressing, the emergency services are going to have GPS systems. They will be able to pinpoint exactly, electronically, where your house or business is in the case of an emergency.
That's right, Chris. That's really the main advantage, and that's why we're asking people, really, at the end of the day, you don't have to register for this. You will be getting the postcode or the air code in on the letter. It's not mandatory, you don't have to use it, but really, really it makes sense. And we're appealing to all the communities out there to advise people that may not know when they get the letter what to do with it. It's really, really important just to tear out that number and keep it beside your phone, and just in the case of emergency, or even for online shopping, whoever's into that type of business as well, which is increasing every day.
Now, this has been carried out in other countries, and there may be an element of fear there. People don't like change, but the message to get out very much as far as air code is, there's nothing to fear here. This is to help people.
That's really what it's all about, Chris, really, at the end of the day, and it's going to improve the delivery system. It's going to make it easier for deliveries. It's certainly going to help the emergency services. It's going to bring Ireland really up there with the rest of Europe as well. In fact, as I mentioned earlier on, with the unique addresses, it's going to put us up there ahead of the posse, really, at the end of the day. Yeah.
And everybody will get a letter in the post, as you say. You'll get your individual code. And whilst this is a big change, 5-10 years down the road, we probably won't think anything of it at all.
That's right, Chris. Listen, as I've already said, it's not mandatory at this moment in time, but it really makes sense to start using it. And with all, you know, all addresses, most people will start using this. And I'm sure down the line in the next 2 or 3 years, all applications or whatever you're applying for, you'll need to possibly use your air code.
And it should be pointed out as well that the companies who will have this data, it's all going to be licensed, and they will give out information to certain people, but it'll be tightly regulated.
Yeah, it will be regulated. There is a commercial side to it as well, obviously for the emergency services and the people in the delivery systems. They will be able to purchase this, and they will have to apply for a license in order to get this. So it's not basically every Tom, Dick and Harry that's going to get this license. So there is a lot of debate about junk mail and all this, but I can't really see this happening, the fact that you'll have to apply and be approved for a license first.
And for people who are IT literate and have websites and iPhones, you'll be able to go online and get your exact number for your area and your particular house or business.
That's correct. Obviously, there will be teething problems in the sternum. Some people will mislay their coats, but there is an air coat finder where you can go online. And in fact, for the people that are not online, there will be a helpline as well where you can phone in as well. And with the citizen information points on the different council offices throughout the council, you'll call on there as well and you'll get help to locate your number.
And finally, Frank, there will be a big publicity campaign nationally and locally through the media, through the IFA, through various organisations, so you can't really miss it.
Well, hopefully not, Chris, and that's what my job is, the working in Donegal here, is to reach the what they call the hard-to-reach communities, and just to explain to them that people live in rural areas. Now, it's been held back, but now for the full month of July, as I say, it's going to be launched around the 6th or 7th of July. The letters are going out all over Ireland. We're expecting Donegal to get them between the 17th and the 20th of July, so there's a major, major promotion for the month of July.
Yeah. And the hard-pressed householder, just to reiterate, there's no charge.
There's certainly no charge, and as I say, there's no mandatory. It's just, it makes sense to start using this system, really, to get up with the rest of Europe.
Frank Kelly, the Aircode Outreach Champion for Donegal there. Now, on to the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers €4.20 to €4.25 a kilo, heffers €4.30 to €4.35 a kilo, U-grade bulls €4.20 to €4.30 a kilo, and R-grade cows €3.80 to €4.10 a kilo. Sheep prices, a spring lamb €5.50 a kilo up to 21 kilos, and ewes €3.20 to €3.30 a kilo. That's it for this edition of Farming News and Views. Thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.